Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we meet Jamaica's history-making Olympic diver, Yona Knight Wisdom. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. When 21-year-old Yona Knight Wisdom steps up on the diving platform at the Olympic Games to compete in the 3-meter springboard event on August 15, he will do so knowing that he is making history. Yona is the first ever Jamaican athlete to compete in diving at the Olympic Games, proudly sending the message that Jamaica is making strides in areas other than track and field. The youngster is able to compete for Jamaica thanks to his Jamaican father, despite himself growing up and training in England. With every event, Yona says he develops a closer connection to Jamaica, and with the help of the Amateur Swimming Association of Jamaica, he has come to feel like a true Jamaican.
From the start of my diving career in 2004, I always wanted to make it in the Olympic Games, but at first I kind of just wanted to make it for myself. When I started representing Jamaica in 2012, and with the help of Martin Lynn, he made me realise I was representing more than myself, representing the whole nation, the whole island, and that's kind of made me want to work harder and go in there with like high ambitions to do well and make the country really proud.
Yona earned the right to represent Jamaica after finishing 17th at this year's Diving World Cup and grabbing one of the 18 automatic qualifying places. At the same event, he mined silver in the men's 3-meter springboard, putting the world on notice that he doesn't intend to merely make up numbers at this year's Olympic Games. In fact, he says he feels fit and ready to compete.
I'm feeling good. My body is feeling great. I've had some injury struggles over the last few years, but they've kind of gone away for now. I was at a competition last week in Italy, and I competed very well there and made my first ever World Grand Prix final and finished fourth, just missing out on the medal. So, I mean, getting the medal would have been kind of the best preparation, but I mean, it only serves me to work harder to go for more in Rio.
Yona is anxious to make his presence felt at Rio and wants all Jamaicans at home and in the diaspora to lend their support. This, he says, will propel him to give his best performance possible.
When I'm stood on the boards, it's just me up there. And just before I do the dive, everyone in the pool is cheering really loud for me. And I mean, I won't be able to hear them behind the TVs, but just to know that the support's there is phenomenal, and that'll push me to do my dives even better. Diving's about making no mistakes, so we're under a lot of pressure to make as few mistakes as possible. But the more support I can get, the less chance I think of me making the mistakes, because I'll be striving for that perfection a little bit more. So I hope they can come out and watch me and support me as much as possible whilst I'm competing in Rio.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness is encouraging Jamaica's athletes to do their best when they get to Rio, knowing that all of Jamaica is firmly behind them. Speaking at a send-off reception organized by telecoms company Digicel and the Embassy of Brazil on Tuesday, the Prime Minister said he's hoping for great results from the team.
Our team represents the best of human talent naturally produced in Jamaica, and we will show this natural talent at the pinnacle of world competition, the Olympics. Indeed, that is my wish, that Jamaica will take home a healthy medal tally. And we're expecting it. I want to wish our athletes all the best. Hashtag North Medals. When we see you wearing the color, the colors of Jamaica, carrying the flag, we want you to give your best. God forbid you don't medal, but God forbid it, please. We still love you, and we will still celebrate you when you return home, because you have given your best.
The Prime Minister adds that he may just be in attendance at the Olympics to lend personal support to the athletes and team.
I was not planning to go to Brazil, but I think I should go and stand beside my athletes, visit them in the camp, give them some encouragement, and let them know that the people of Jamaica is rooting for them behind every television, in every square.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.